So the takeaway of page 121, the Maamar finishes. The Maamar Vayika Chomanes Alavush Vesasus. What does it mean? He says, by Klal Yisrael, there was something higher than Seich, the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh, that's connected with Geudel. And he says, yeah, very nice word. Haman casted lots. Yom Kippur, the king, Godel would cast lots, which, why couldn't he just say, this goat should go to Azazel, this goat should go to the Mizbeach, to the Hegel. Why do you have to cast lots? And he says, because Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. But Purim is the same idea of lots, of Mesiras Nefesh. The idea of lots is that you give yourself over totally to whatever Rafa will say. You're totally devoted. You don't do Mesiras Nefesh because you want to gain something. You do Mesiras Nefesh because you're totally devoted. So they elicited a very high level. That's one part of the mind. And he connects it with a ring, because a ring goes round. There's no Milo Mato, it's all round, round, because it's higher. And it could go to Haman, it could go to Mordechai, because Haman and Mordechai are the same. It's this very high level. Then he goes with the theme of the Maamar, saying, that because Yidden were dealing with Haman, which was a klipa of self-awareness, that caused, sort of to say by Kutcher Brichu, also a self-awareness to come down only to Klal Yisrael. Because they transformed, explains it in great length. And that's why he explains that the Yom Tov Purim is not Osir B'Melocha like Shabbos, because it comes down to us in our vessels. That's where the days of great joy. He explains also in the Maamar that this is V'Kiblu Ayehudim, and then it says Kiyemu V'Kiblu. Kiblu Loshen Rabim, because it's talking about the time of Esther. So there's these two opposite things playing. Torah Mesiras Nefesh, but coming into the Kalim of Klal Yisrael. May the Eibus to help that we have this great Simcha. And we put ourselves to the Eibus to, we shouldn't say our generation, it's hard for us. We're fraught with yeshes. But our Avodah, the way we are with our yeshes, the Alter Rebbe says, without it, you can't serve the Rebbe. Because the tithes would be too strong. You got to have the yeshes. And with that, you make that the gula should come, and it should be only for Klal Yisrael. Like he explains in great, great detail in the Maamar, made Bishul in our days.